Gone is the
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
have regrets and disappointments. I can pretend I don't. I'm trying my best to be the worst at anything people want. Cause I love being strange. It's an easy fit for me. Where are all the other friends? Living now.
Eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou que o nosso amor anda vencido e protestado. Cheguei à triste conclusão dessa união e aposentei os meus agrados. Abasteceu de ingratidão um coração tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões, eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou que o nosso amor anda vencido e protestado. Cheguei à triste conclusão dessa união e aposentei os meus agrados. Abasteceu de ingratidão um coração tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões. Agalagada, alagada, agalagada, galagada, galagada.
Eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou que o nosso amor anda vencido e protestado.
Cheguei à triste conclusão
dessa união
e aposentei os meus agrados. Abasteceu de ingratidão
o coração
tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões.
Yeah. This is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Alliance, cross, hangry. From a distance, yeah. No response. Bossing up the sixpence. From a distance, give one glance. Then get them this the alliance. From a distance, no response. Bossing up the sixpence. From a distance, no response.
Tell them.
Of army you come tell from them. Out of the heart of army you come from. Beyond the moon and the stars me you come from. Why get black bullet and their brain malfunction? Listen no why me no run from. Cause the world don't know me a gunman. Me a killer, me use fire and bun man. Haskell 45, me papa and done one. Why? See me gonna get few from it. On the land when stand him get a tone on it. Head open like a flowers with the blink on it. Get a reek mark and too soon on it. The general make talk and him no take talk. I want pop it off and make the dead start. Me get mad and murder who no blood clot. Head bust up and man is split up in a four part. Me serious from a little me no too loud. No lippy lippy with people me no too talk. Boy if he did make up a fly too hard. Cross miserable when me dress dark shoe. You know a far me I come from. Out of the heart of war me I come from. Beyond the moon and the stars me I come from. Boy get black bullet and them brain malfunction. Me say no boy me no run from. Cause the world don't know me a gunman. Me a killer me use fire and bun man. A scale 45 me pop off and done one. Why? Roll lip up, don't flip up. Hard go start a war where you can't keep up. A scale 45 they a nasty cup. Tear your heart from your chest and your face chip up. Flip pass a miss a man will casket up. Then find the body maggot and mask it up. If a money wa, my money last it up. If a body parts well plastic up. This alliance then blood run like syrup. Me no care who you are when me gun you up. Anyway you dey, cop a come a pick you up. I me say people then that me don't give a fuck. So how far me a come from? Out of the heart of where me a come from. Beyond the moon and the stars me a come from. Why get black bullet and them brain malfunction? Me say no boy me no run from. Cause the world don't know me a gunman. Me a killer me use fire and bun man. Haskell 45 me papa and bun man. Why? See me gonna get few from it. On the land when stand him get a tone on it. Head open like a flowers with the blink on it. Get a reef mark and too soon on it. The general make talk and him no take talk. I want pop it off and make the dead start. Me get mad and murder who no blood clot. Head bust up and man is split up in a four part. Me serious from a little me no too loud. No lippy lippy with people me no too talk. Boy if he did make up a fly too hard. Cross miserable when me dress dark shoe. You know how far me a come from.
We out.
Hambi woya kwini na kwini titakula.
That we should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say I'd fall never. The basis is need to know. If you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will reveal. To see that you're the only one for me, and four, could be steps 1, 2, 3, 5, make you fall in love with me. If ever I believe my work is done, then I'll start back at one. So incredible, the way things work themselves out. Wants to know what it's all about, hey. Undesirable for us to be apart. Could have never made it very far. 'Cause you know you've got the keys to my heart. And the one, you're like a dream come true. Two, just wanna be with you. I see the coming of a sun. I feel like a little child whose life has just begun. You came and bring new life into this lonely heart of mine. And throughout the lifeline, just in the neck of time. Ain't no one, you're like a dream come true. Two, just wanna be with you. It's plain to see that you're the only one for me. And four, repeat steps 1, 2, 3, 5 will make you fall in love with me. If ever I believe my work is done, then I'll start back at one. Yeah. Undeniable that we should be together. How I used to say I'd fall never. Basis need to know. If you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will reveal. Yeah, oh, I'm.
down. We've no intentions of getting back up until you drift away, slip away for the day. But tell me, who's gonna pick you up when the blood flows from your head? Who's gonna take the blame for all the things you said last night? Can you remember? You were everybody's friend, but the problems you can mend won't go away. Can you remember? You were everybody's friend, but the problems you can mend won't go away.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Jessica lives in England, Pierre lives in France, Bonnie lives in Canada, Ahmed lives in Egypt, Moisha lives in Israel, Bruce lives in Australia, Ching lives in China, Olga lives in Russia, Ingrid lives in Germany, Gita lives in India, Pablo lives in Spain, Jose lives in Colombia. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you. Koji lives in Japan, Nina lives in Chile, Farida lives in Pakistan, Zosha lives in Poland, Manuel lives in Brazil, Maria lives in Italy, Kofi lives in Ghana, Rahim lives in Iran, Rosa lives in Paraguay, Major lives in Kenya, Dimitri lives in Greece, Sue lives in America. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you. We'll be right back.
Record, there was a mixed reaction about my storytelling. Most of the young people liked it. And then there was some of the people in the business who didn't think it was so. I got a drink on y'all. Didn't think it was so good, but my answer to this is I'm going to tell another story. Well, when I was bowling around, I had me this dog, and her name was Trixie. It was a lady of the night, that dog was. And that dog and me, we hopped trains together, we slept out under bridges, and lived rough. She ate what I ate, and somebody gave me this dog. I didn't want the dog. Someone gave it to me. So we had many adventures and things. And if I can't tell you them all, but I'm going to tell you the one. We was somewhere in some town, and then I don't know what happened, but the police come, and they decided to arrest me. Wait a minute. Well, that dog was alerted to the police, so it just took off. And this was by San Francisco. We used to call it Frisco then. But I was out, must have been maybe 60 miles away from there. And then, so anyway, they police took me and handcuffed me and took me to jail and or put me in a car and took me to the jail. And the dog was just gone, man. So I was in the joint for 6 months. It wasn't so long. I was in locked up. But my clothes, I was such a bum, they said. They threw all my clothes away when I was locked up. And they give you, you know, the joint clothes. And so the captain come to me and he said, you're going to get out of jail, you know, the day after tomorrow, son, but we have noticed you ain't got no clothes. So what they did, they said they were going to take me out and drive me over to the city and buy me some clothes. I had a little bit of money left. And so they put me in a police car. This is a day before I get out of jail. Then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to get released. So then they took me over to this store in San Francisco and went in and got me some, what they thought was some clothes. And then we get on the way out, and I open a door, and there's that damn dog sitting there. It's 60 miles away, 6 months later, and the dog is sitting out in front of the store there just kind of looking at me. And I go, man, that's my dog. And the captain looked at me and go, what? And he said, yeah, that's my dog. This old boy, he took that dog home for me and they put me back in the jail. And the next day, they let me out of the jail. And so when they let me out of the jail, I had this dog. And it turns out the dog was pregnant. Well, I got me, rented me a place. It was a garage I rented. It didn't have nothing in it. So I had a sleeping bag, and I was sleeping in the garage with this damn dog. And the dog was pregnant, and one night it dropped 12 puppies. So here we are in this garage. I'm sleeping on a sleeping bag on the garage floor, and I got this piece of wood separating me from them dogs. And here's this old girl, Trixie, with her 12 puppies. And we ain't got no money, man. I just go out in the morning and go through the dumpsters and things and then go play a little bit on the street and get some money. We all eat together and that damn dog would go away a little while every day and I just couldn't figure out where she was going. And then I followed her one day and she was going across a road there to a supermarket in the back, and she'd go there and a butcher would come out and throw her bones and give her food. She was cheating on me. So anyway, one day she never came home again. And she left me with them. You know, first I thought maybe I had 13 dogs. And I thought, man, that's a blues, man. A 13 dog blues. That's what it was. And then she done left me with them 12 puppies. And I'm going to tell you, then I had the 12 dog blues, y'all. You think I'm lying, but I'm not lying. Yeah, this here little story is from my friend, Joe Quishley.
Yeah, my boy, P.A. 1212, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Well, these shows usually go on for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I'm never quite sure what Tony's going to talk about, and I have to sit here listening and thinking of what to do to respond. And we've sort of cut things out and left things out. But he's talked about women, and I thought, well, I must do... Well, this is my observation for you on the women issue. All you need to know is that the Corvette Stingray is a very expensive motor car. Extremely expensive. You know, tens of thousands, if not more, dollars. This morning as I read the paper, in search of a new set of wheels, The classifieds had a most curious ad in their listings of automobiles. I gazed with suspicious amusement at what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 95 model, $65. Now I'm used to my newspaper's headlines. I called up that number straight away. That 95 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been a mistake in the paper. They've printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that price from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. She lived in that part of the city. I'd venture just one time or two, where lawyers, bank presidents and doctors were residents, and the houses were massive and new. As I turned up her half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, only $65 away. The interior was done in white leather. It had a 587 V8. Full wingspan doors, a Hirsch 4 on the floor, and an 8-track, 8-deck, solid state. There was chrome on the fender, in an aerodynamic design. A bar, a TV, and it was boggling to me that for $65 it was mine. Now I was sure that this woman was crazy for selling that car at this price. But as we walked down the lane, she seemed perfectly sane. She was charming and really quite nice. She smiled with such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just got to know why you let that thing go. What's wrong with this car? Tell me, please. She said, I'll be 60 come Tuesday. I live here with my husband, Earl. After 30 years wed and without a word said, he's run off with a silly young girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he wouldn't get far. Last night from Florida, he sent a wire to me. It said, I need money, dear, sell the car.
Oh, thousand miles of cave inside us. But every time I feel the quiet, it echoes you. Someday